Blog Praise Talk the Lord, Radio. Everybody.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome to the podcast tonight. And we're just giving God the praise and the honor that he's due his name on tonight. I'm so excited, amen, because we got a couple of mighty men and women of God. They're going to come forth tonight. We want to reference our international residing bishop, Derek Robinson. I want to also reference our leader over the women of destiny, Bishop Marie Lackland. And let's prepare our hearts and minds as Bishop Marie Lackland comes now. Thank you.
Glory that is due his name. Hallelujah, everybody. We lifting up Hallelujah. Jesus. We bless his holy name. Come on, let's give him some glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody ought to know that Jesus is worthy to be praised.
That's
Hallelujah.
Yes,
I came to lift him up. I came to magnify his name. And certainly we thank God for you, Elder Payton. We honor our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson. We also honor the Apostolic Council and all of the great men and women of God of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International and the Women of Destiny Speaks on tonight. Hallelujah, somebody. Oh,
Hallelujah.
Bless his name. Hallelujah. For somebody that still does not know Jesus Christ, he is the Savior of the world. And I'm glad I know it. Praise God. Today is Tuesday,
Hallelujah.
December the 22nd, 2020, and we will be listening to some powerful speakers on tonight. Hallelujah. As we get ready to go into the service, and I'll be reading our scripture, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. That's Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verses 25 and 26, and we also ask that you read verses 27 through 31. And tonight we're going to be talking about the power of praise. At this time, we're going to ask our own beloved overseer, Larry Pate, if he will come with our scripture reading and whoever's on the call that would like to lead us in a word of prayer.
Reading to everyone on the call. I'll be reading from the book of Joshua, chapter 6, verse 20. And the word of the Lord in Joshua 6, verse 20 reads, "So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets. It came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet and the people shouted with a great shout that the wall fell down flat, so that the people went up into the city, every man straight before him, and they took the city." I have read this, our hearing tonight, Joshua 6 and 20. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word. Amen.
Bishop Crosby, I pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come on tonight thanking and praising you for your goodness, your mercy, your loving kindness, your grace, because your grace is sufficient. Thanking you for this day, another day that you have made and you declared unto us. We ought to rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. We thank you for our woman of destiny, of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International. We thank you for our overseer of the woman, Bishop Marie Lackland, and everyone that is a part of the woman of destiny. God, we pray, God, that you will continue to bind us together as women of God in unity and oneness, that we will come together to strengthen each other, for iron sharpens iron. Now, God, we pray on tonight for the woman of God who is participating in the podcast, Lord, that you send your power upon each and every one, your Holy Ghost power, God, in the name of Jesus, that you will send your anointing on each and every one, that you will use them, God, for your glory, God. Oh, God, we pray on tonight that you get the glory, you get the honor, you get the praise, because it all belongs to you. In the Master's name of Jesus, I do pray. Amen.
Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. We don't need no cue cards. Come on.
Hallelujah.
We can give God
Thank
glory.
You.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worthy.
Hallelujah.
Worthy.
Bless
Worthy.
His name.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah. We certainly thank God for Overseer Pete and Bishop Crosby. And we are just so grateful for each of you that are listening in, tuning in. Whatever means you're joining us on tonight, we're so grateful. And if you have some noise in your background, which I'm hearing right now, if you could just mute your phone so when our speakers come forth, we could hear them clearly and get an understanding. Amen. Hallelujah, somebody.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And again, we are talking about the power of praise. You know, I thought about how most of us, most of 2020, we've heard when people pray, when they sing or speak, the theme, the request is all about bless me, Lord, give me, Lord, do for me, Lord. But the Women of Destiny on our podcast on tonight, the last one of 2020, we want to lift our voices up in praise to our God. We realize that despite what we've been through or even what we're going through right now, God has already blessed us. Somebody ought to know
it.
He's already given us to us. Because the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. He's already did for us every day of our lives. Praise the Lord. So somebody ought to be at least ready, you know, on this 22nd day of December to lift their voices in praise and bombard heaven with some shouting and some magnifying and lifting our Savior up. Hallelujah, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, bless his name.
Lord.
And, I found out, beloved, that the closer you are and the more you realize how good God has been to you, then you become a radical praise. Praiser.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You
praise him when you get up. You praise him during the day. And, you know, sometimes you praise him in the shower. You praise him while you're driving because your relationship with the Father, hallelujah, is tight, somebody. Hallelujah.
Good.
Bless his name. So we give God glory on tonight. Ooh, I'm excited about Jesus, y'all.
Yeah, hallelujah. Yes,
because, you know, he didn't have to let us live. No, he didn't. Hallelujah. We haven't been that good, and we certainly haven't done all that he told us to do, but he kept on smiling on us. And tonight, we've kind of been led to do a little twist on our podcast. You know, since we've begun, there have been men, men that have been right here supporting us and have contributed as well as learned from what they have heard from the hearts of women. Somebody ought to say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of those men are married. Some of them have been married. Some of those men, they even want to get married. Even some men who have been abused. You know, sometimes we focus in on the women, but there are some men that have been abused. But these men, hallelujah, who better to learn about a woman than from another woman? Hallelujah, somebody.
That's
amen.
Right.
You know, I know they made this movie to my Think Like a Man, but see, if you're a woman, you can't think like a man. Somebody better talk to me. I don't care how butch and how macho you think you are, but you cannot think like a man if you
all
are
right.
a woman. Hallelujah.
All right.
So these men who we have tonight, they know who they are. They're not intimidated or threatened by women, and they've joined in with us. You know, I was reminded of a song that James Brown wrote. He said, "This is a man's world." Oh,
yes.
Y'all ain't been saved all your life. But he went on to say,
nope.
"But it would be nothing without a woman." Oh, I don't get no help. Or a girl. Come on, somebody. So the women of destiny. Come on, somebody. The women of destiny, women who know where their help coming from, who know who they are. They are not intimidated by men. They don't have no issues with men. Come on, somebody. Even if they were broken, disgusted, and beat up and shut up, they've been healed and delivered. Oh, bless his name. So the women of destiny, we feel the same way. This world wouldn't be nothing without a man or a boy. Hallelujah, somebody. And yes, God, we love men. We realize that there are some good men, some kind and gentle men, men who love God and men who love women. Hallelujah. No one of the words said, that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah. you know, during our segments. Maybe you were one of those persons who have been hurt, who have been wounded, maybe beaten or cheated on by a man. But this podcast is not only about healing, but it's also about revealing that all men are not like that. Hallelujah. All men are not alike. Amen. So we've invited some men to share their hearts with us on our tonight service. And to get us started, you all, hallelujah, to get us started on tonight, we have a young lady, a songbird, a psalmist with us that has the anointing of her mother, the late Deaconess Beulah Walker, and up on her life. Come on, somebody. She's got the mantle has fallen upon her. And you know what? Not only is she a singer, but she's able to pray. And when I was afflicted in my body, this woman of God, along with El Bethel Church, they prayed the prayer of faith, and they were able to tap into glory. See, I don't need nobody just with a lot of words and praying a long time when I need some help. I need somebody that is able to tap into glory. How about you on tonight?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And as the woman of God, as she began to pray for me and they laid hands on me, I felt the healing virtue of Jesus enter into my body. And I felt strength. Oh, glory to God, somebody. Hallelujah. She likes to sing. Hallelujah. And she likes to listen to music. She feels that music is calming for the soul. She likes giving God all of the praise. She realizes that life is precious and that she embraces it. So coming to us now with a song of praise is Mrs. Tiffany Walker Beard.
Oh, praise him, giving honor to God who is the head of my life, to Bishop, presiding Bishop Derek Robertson, and to all of you on this call in your respective place, to my pastor, Apostle Marie Lachlan, I truly do give God all of the praise. Praise is what I do when I want to be close to you. I lift my hands in praise.
Yeah.
Praise is who I am. I will praise him while I can. I'll bless him at all times. I vow to praise you through the good and the when the happy says, I'll praise you. In all that I go through, because praise is what I do.
Sing it, sing it.
Praise is what I do, even when I'm going through, I learn to worship you, No, my circumstances, they don't even stand a chance, my good outweigh the best. So I vow to praise you through the good and the bad. I'll praise you, yes, in all that I go through, because praise is what I do.
Praise oh, bless him.
What I do. Oh, yes, yes. Even when I'm going through, oh, I've learned to worship you. Because my circumstances, they don't even stand a chance. Yes, my good always, oh, always my bad. So I vow to praise you, oh, yes, yes, and all that I go through, yeah, Lord, yes, whether happy or sad, I'll praise you through it all.
Yes.
And I vow to praise you, Lord. When I can't find no one else, Lord, I'll praise you. When I'm aching in my body, I'll praise you. No matter how I feel, because praise is what I do.
Oh, yes. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, folks keep on asking folks, well, what you been called to do? You know, because everybody and their mama going to preach. Y'all know it. They said, what you been called to do? What's your calling? Well, how many know that we've been called to praise him? We were created to praise him. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, woman of God, Tiffany. Hallelujah.
Oh, bless him. Bless him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She said through the good and the bad. Hallelujah. Happy or sad. Ooh, I'm going to praise God. My feet getting light off. See, it don't take much for me when you know how good God been to you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, woman of God. Ooh, hallelujah. My feet was getting light, y'all. I'm telling you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Not only do we have three dynamic speakers tonight, but we have three dynamic witnesses who will be sharing their reason to praise the Almighty God. Our first speaker is the founder of the DWA Missions. He is a published author and overseeing pastor of Greater St. Mark Baptist Church in Lubbock, Texas. He also serves as international overseer of global affairs for the Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International under the awesome leadership of our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson. As a foreign missionary, he focuses primarily on the people in the Philippines. He has also built relationships with peoples of other nations via direct communications, mutual relationships, Skype video fellowship, and social media. As a vital part of his local community and church family, he continues to provide leadership as overseer and pastor and administrator of education, as well as minister of music. So we know he's a praiser. Hallelujah. He is greatly missed as he goes on his missionary travels. While he is away, he is grateful for the strong leadership provided by his two siblings, Senior Pastor V.M. Smitherman and Assistant Pastor Dr. Jewel Green. Let us receive our beloved overseer, Don Armstead, as he comes to us about the power of praise.
Oh, wow. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. I tell you, God is good. He's good. He's good not just all the time, but he's good beyond time. And thank you, giving praises to God, honor to our presiding Bishop Robinson and overseer and director of the Women of Destiny, Apostolic Bishop Mother Lackland, and all tiers of leadership. I'm sure protocol has already been established. I just thank God for the opportunity to share, and I'm just going to get right to it. The title, the theme that we were given is the power of praise. And the scripture has been read already, and we're just going to stick with this theme here, but I have a little subtitle about connected worship. Connected worship. See, when our praise and worship, when it's connected, it makes a difference. I call it loaded praise. See, this is a praise that is based in the Word of God, praise that allows the Word to establish faith within the boundaries of praise. A praise based in the Word of God, it recalls experience to inspire its very nature. And for too long, we as believers, we as God's people, we have settled for a dance and a song. We've settled for a dance and a song when God wants to do more. God wants to do more. But, you know, it is in our praise that we have our faith is wrapped up in that when we praise God. And we need to make sure that we are connected. Now, when I look at the text here, I see that, you know, where Paul and Silas, it says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. It says praying and singing. And for too many believers, we want to do a whole lot of singing, but not a whole lot of praying. It's important that we are connected in our praise in order to get the advantage of the power that comes with true praise. I'm not talking about a compliment. We give people compliments left and right. Not just a compliment, but a praise inspired by the truth of God's word. And I would ask each of you who are listening tonight, is your praise a loaded praise? Or are you settling for a song and a dance? Because, see, too long, we get out of church and we say, oh, we had good church. Oh, I felt good. But we don't look for God to do something. And I serve a God who, when he shows up, to do something. When he manifests his presence among his people, he, according to his word, he wants to do something. So we should not settle. We should not settle. So I'm just going to go down a real quick checklist. Now, when praise is fueled by relationship, you should expect a suddenly. You should expect something you didn't ask for. When your praise is fueled by your relationship with God, you have a right to expect him to do something. You just don't know what he's going to do, because he knows how to bless you even when you don't know what to pray for. Because verse 26 says, and suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened and everyone's bonds were unfastened. Funny thing is, Paul and Silas didn't ask for it. They just praised God and praised God and looked for God to move. And they didn't tell him how to move, but they looked for God to move. But then it was midnight. And as midnight occurs, you know, midnight occurs more than once in the life of the believer. We all have faced many midnights. So don't be surprised by the midnight. But can you check the mark that says your praise is fueled by your relationship? Can you check that box? And check the box that you've experienced more than one midnight, and I'm sure there are some more midnights coming. Do you have the experience to know that praise will get you through your midnight? Praise will get you through your midnight. Because, see, when you are in praise, you're not focusing on the problem. You're focusing on the problem solver. When you are in praise, you're not focusing on how big the mountain is. You're focusing on your God who made the mountain. You're focusing on your God who is bigger than the mountain. So praise, it'll get you through your midnight. Now, another thing is whatever needs to happen. Because, see, sometimes I find myself, I'm not the greatest theologian, I'm not the greatest scholar, but sometimes I find myself in situations where I don't know exactly what to ask him for. I don't know exactly what to praise for. Are you? Hey, I don't know exactly what to pray for, but I know who to pray to. And so it says whatever needs to happen, God will make it happen. Whatever needs to happen, God will make it happen. So trust him enough to let go of your own agenda. See, many times we can't get what we need from God because we won't let go of our own agenda, because we have decided some things about how things have to be, or what we are willing to accept and what we are willing not to, or not willing to accept, when God is saying, I want to do a new thing. So we have to be willing to let go of our own agenda. And so then the ultimate goal of this, because we find that in verse 30, it says, then he brought them out, the jailer, says, and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. So the ultimate goal is to make Jesus known. The ultimate goal is to lift him up. He said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. The ultimate goal is that in your praise, somebody wants to know this Jesus. Somebody wants to know this one you call Savior. Someone wants to know this one you call Redeemer. Somebody wants to know him because it just sounds too good to be true. They want to know who this is that is sweeter than the honey and the honeycomb. They want to know. I'm keeping this short tonight. And if you have those experiences and you can check all those boxes, then you graduate. You graduate to a place of having a praise that is loaded, a praise that has power, a praise that causes something to happen, a praise that sets the atmosphere for God to move, a praise that opens the door for God to manifest his presence among his people, to inhabit your praise. The power in your praise. If you can get through all of those things, then your hallelujah, it'll be loaded. Your praise the Lord ain't just sounding good, but your praise the Lord has some power in it. Your thank you Jesus is loaded with just what you need. Your glory to God is filled with great gifts, and your my God is working a miracle for you. Your holy, holy, holy is loaded with a shield of righteousness, and when you dare, when you dare throw your hands up and just say Jesus, hey, glory. When you dare throw your hands up and just say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah. It's loaded. Sometimes that's all your prayer is, Jesus. But when you have the relationship, there's some faith there, and so that you have a loaded praise. And when you say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. When you say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah Nissi. The Lord is my victory banner. When you say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah Jireh, the Lord is providing. He's providing for me. When you say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah Rapha, the Lord is my healer. When you say Jesus, you're saying Jehovah Sitkanu, the Lord is my righteousness. Hey, the Lord is my righteousness. When you say Jesus, you said enough. Now, when you say Jesus, when you call his name, when you call his name and you have faith, you are connected to him in relationship. Your praise is loaded. So you may not see what's going on around you. You may not know. You may not see a sign of it, but if you load your praise have a loaded praise, a praise that is truly connected to the Savior. Know that something is happening. I'm reminded of Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, where when his enemies came up against him and it was too many, but yet they got a word. He went to the Lord. He went to the Lord and led his nation to the Lord, and they got a word from God, a word. Word-based faith, okay? Word-based praise. They got a word from God. It wasn't just about emotion, but it was word-based. And they got a word from God, and they began to praise God. They began to give God glory because they got a word from him. See, we need to value getting a word from God. But after getting this word from God, they began to worship God. And it says, while they started worshiping God, God caused their enemies to destroy each other. As they begin to praise God, their enemies begin to destroy each other because their praise was word-based. Their praise was connected. Their praise was loaded. So as we go this year and in the future, stop settling for praise without the power. Stop settling for praise without moving sometimes. Hey, stop settling for praise when it's just like a compliment. Our God is too good. Our God is too great. So that when we praise him, when we praise him, and I'm talking about faith-based, praise filled with faith, praise connected to him. Not something cute, not something that's whatever the most recent song is or whatever the new dance that I learned. No. But when we praise God, power of God goes to work for his people. And as I close with that, is your praise loaded? God bless you.
Hallelujah, somebody. Come on. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you.
The power of praise. Hallelujah. Maybe somebody else know that praise is personal. It's a personal thing. Hallelujah. Because, see, somebody, they may get tired of praising God. Hallelujah. Or they may be conditional praisers. So you got to go in for yourself. Oh, bless his name. Thank you, Overseer Armstead. Hallelujah. Loaded. Is your praise loaded tonight? Glory to Jesus. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. We're going to get ready for our second speaker. She is the chairman of regional directors of the Women of Destiny of KDFI. She also helps to oversee the female pastors and preachers of KDFI. She serves as my first assistant in the Coastal Atlantic region, which consists of the islands of Abaco, Bimini, Eleuthera, and Freeport, Bahamas, also Jamaica and Turks and Caicos. This woman of God is a great asset to me and to the world at large. So come talk to us, Pastor Mary Weatherspoon, about the power of praise.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Okay, I was making sure we were on. Thank God for each and every one of you. First of all, giving honor to God, first and foremost in my life, for being the head, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, I thank. And to our presiding bishop, Bishop Eric Robinson, and to our apostolic chair and overseer of Women of Destiny, Bishop Lackland, I thank God for you. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity also this afternoon. I'm not going to be for you long because some things have already been brought to the plate. Because you think about the time and the period that they are exposed to. This is a time where these men are in trouble. They've already been beaten. And when I think about this, what it brought close to my mind was about the fact that they was experiencing severe pain, hardship, brutality, whatever you wanted to call it, it was upon them. They were bleeding and going through something at this time. So I can imagine God watching this and seeing all of this corruptness going on. And one thing about him, he does love us. And because he loves us, they say that he commanded an angel. This angel had to be big, of course, and he had a special name. He was called some kind of angel because he was so big and huge. Because he needed to shake this building, it made an earthquake come. And in this earthquake, all the rocks fell and the people was running, and I can imagine hollering, wondering, what are we going to do? But this jailer, the one that brings the best attention, is the fact that he wanted to run and run away because he knew we didn't let these people out. But he didn't let them out. God did it. See, because he saw their pain and his disgust for this, he don't want to see us hurting. And so sometimes we have to do things that are different to keep from hurting. And this is what was happening at this time. So this jailer, of course, he wanted to run away, but Paul caught him. See, even in the time of this, something is going to occur. See, something miraculous already occurred, and you're thankful for that. But you about to lose your life trying to run because you fearing man. So when Paul caught up with him, of course, he calmed him down so that he would be all right. And he told him that he could be saved. That was news to him. I can be saved, turned around, converted. All I've done, all the people I put in prison, he's looking at this. But a change had to come about. And that's what happened. The change came about, and he was thankful for this, and he could go on and go about his business doing whatever he needed to do because now he's been to follow Jesus, and it makes a difference when you following God's path. Most of the time, you find people be in situations where they're sick, and they don't know what to do, or they just crying, or they're miserable, depressed. But your life don't have to be that way. You always need to remember that God is in charge, and he will take you out of that distress. You know, you're being distressed, and you don't know which way to go. Well, that's the purpose of praise. See, you can pray. You got to pray. You got to pray all the time, continuously, and sing. If you can sing or not sing, there's nothing wrong with falling back, singing and praising God. You pray a little, then you sing a little. And you pray a little, and you sing a little. But while you praying and singing, pay attention to the direction that you're going. Because your songs of praise are definitely going to balance you out and make you. And when you praise God at that magnitude, you feel better. Even with these guys in prison, they was feeling better because they were singing. It lifted them. It took away some of that pain. No humility and distress and this because they were praising God. And when you can remember to praise God at all times, you know, put it in your spirit that this is the route that I need to go. I feel better today. I woke up sick yesterday, but I feel better today. You also think about that sometimes when you are afraid, you know, you like they were afraid at that time with the earthquake, but still they made it out. God is able to save us in all situations. And knowing that you believe that and have faith and trust God, as long as you have faith, trust God, and be obedient, work on you. it's important for you to focus on what it is that you're trying to achieve. It doesn't matter whether it's something small or whether it's big. You got a mission that you're on. You need to pay attention to what's around you. You must be focused on it. And in order to help you to focus, you know, we have a lot of things in life that come our way. But when you got a mission, take the time to write it down. What is it that is wrong? What do I need to do? You need to work at changing the direction that you are walking. Because if you focus on what it is you're doing, you'll be better off and things can change. But if you get distracted on that path, then you can bring about more issues. And that's caused the problem. And I'll give you a great example of this. I had to go to court one day and go through a situation. And in my mind, I did not believe that I would win this case. Not that easily, brother. I know you're supposed to trust God, but I was a little concerned and worried. I needed to trust God, and I was a little concerned. But I went to court. I had seven people there in the courtroom that was lawyers against me, and it was just myself and my lawyer. And my lawyer did not feel like I would win. So he told me, just make up your mind, and we're going to say that you're guilty and go on from there. Well, I was a little disturbed about his comment, and I decided not to go forth the way he said. I was going to stick to what I was doing, because when you know you're telling the truth, you don't have to make up a story. You do not have to turn the lie around, try to make it a white lie or whatever. You just going forth to do what it is that you need to do because you believe in what you're doing. So as time, that period of time went on, and all the lawyers, you know, made their comments, and everyone was finished, and the judge said, well, I tell you what, and he was thinking, and I said, oh, here it comes. Something hit him, like somebody slapped him, and his face turned red. So he jumped, and he said, no, I'm not sending you to prison. I'm not sending you to prison. I'm not fining you a fine or doing anything. I wanted to shout, but I stayed, you know, calm at the time. But I knew that only God could have turned that around, because that was not in my head, and it wasn't in my favor. But God, all I had to do was pay $25 court costs, you know, if you know anything about how rulings go. But they might have irritated me. I had to resign from my job, which was fine. I didn't like it, but if I'm not going to be bothered with this problem anymore. See, I'm thanking God, and I was praising God all the time. I did not stop, and I believe as long as you stay where you're supposed to stay, when God, you can make it through anything. Ain't nothing impossible, God. It's a song that says, all of my help comes from the Lord. And I believe this from my heart, and I have been singing this all my life, and I believe all of my needs, all of my wants, all of my everything comes from God. So you're going to have a lot of battles where you got to tear down bricks. But if you just keep on holding on to his precious hand, Jesus died on the cross for our sins one day. And we know that he is a deliverer. He's able to do all things. And in him, I can do anything. I believe that. As I said, he died on the cross for our sins. He rose on the third day, and I thank God for that, that we are able to go forth in Jesus' name. Back in your hands, sis.
Amen. Come on, somebody. Let's give God a praise.
Amen.
For this great woman of God, Pastor Weatherspoon. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Well, I heard you guys that a praiser, somebody that knows how to praise God, that don't mind praising God, that will praise God and bless him at all times, is on the line. Hallelujah. In the person of our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson. Come on, let's give God some glory for the man of God. Hallelujah. Good
Amen.
Evening.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So good to hear your voice, Bishop. And listen, you are the chief among praisers. And we certainly honor the Lord to hear your voice and to hear the testimony and the word from Overseer Witherspoon. I tell you, eyes have not seen, ear heard concerning what the Lord has in store. And just to pick at what she said, I just say to the women of the Lord, if you stay in the right posture, it may seem unpopular, it may seem where others may think you will not win the battle, but if you stay in the right posture before God, I promise you, whatever the Lord said, whatever the Lord promised you, whatever the Lord has spoke to your spirit, it will come to pass. Hallelujah, that's what I love, Rebecca. Though it may tarry, if you wait for it, it will surely come. Be encouraged, people of the Lord, to know that if God be for you, no devil in hell can be against you. I believe it. I stand on that word, woman of God, and I believe the word of the Lord is the true, and let every man be a lie. And I thank the Lord for what he is doing in the women of destiny and the life of the women of our fellowship. Amen. Under the auspicious leadership of our Mother Bishop, Marie J. Lackland. My God, we thank the Lord for her and to her amazing staff who's making sure that women of destiny exceed and move in the spirit of excellence and do what God has called for us to do. Thank you all so much, and I just wanted to keep my head in tonight and hear and to listen as the people of God minister under such power of the Holy Ghost. God bless you, Bishop, and we love you.
God bless you, Bishop. We thank God for you and for all of our listeners. You know, Bishop, we started off talking about how the Lord led us to do a twist on Women of Destiny tonight and to have some men to come forth. These men and other men have been supporting the Women of Destiny all year. And you as our leader, our international presiding bishop, who does not have issues with women. Oh, bless God, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You know, when you know who you are and whose you are. Hallelujah.
Yes,
can't no devil in hell stop him. So we thank God for you for allowing us to be on this platform, to go forth internationally to just speak to the people of God around the world. We applaud you and we appreciate you, great leader. Amen.
Amen. We love you so much.
Love you too. And we have one more speaker, hallelujah, that I know he's on the mound and he's ready to hit a home run. And before he comes, we're going to have one more selection from that great woman of God, evangelist Mrs. Tiffany Walker Beard.
Amen.
There's no need to sing your life wandering in pain. There's no reason that you should go every awakening moment in pain and misery. Why worry
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Learn how to trust Jesus. Oh, put your trust in Jesus. He'll make everything all right. And I know Tiff has to trust in Jesus because she's one of our frontliners. She is an RN, and we thank God for keeping her as she serves his people. Thank you, Tiffany. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we are about ready for our third and final speaker tonight. Hallelujah. And someone has a lot of background noise. If you would give us, you know, your attention and just mute your phone at this time so we can hear clearly the man of God, we would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Well, this man of God was born in Chicago, Illinois, the Windy City, on August 6, 1969, but relocated to Mississippi in 1977. He is an educator holding a specialist degree in educational leadership from Mississippi State University and a doctoral degree in religious studies from Mississippi State School of Ministry. He is the proud pastor and minister of music for 18 and a half years at the Great Mount Olivet Missionary Baptist Church there in Starkville, Mississippi. He is the president of the Tibia, I hope I said that right, Ministerial Alliance, regional overseer of the Southern Region in KDFI. He serves as the first assistant to our international presiding bishop, Derek Robinson, and the executive treasurer of KDFI. He has 5 children and 4 grandchildren, who has also been elevated to bishop-elect in KDFI. It is my honor and privilege to introduce to some and present to others the honorable bishop-elect, Dr. James R. Covington, Jr., who's going to come sharing from his heart the power of praise.
All right, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Bishop. Amen. We certainly give God reverence on tonight, for he is worthy of all of our praises on tonight. We certainly honor our international presiding prelate, Bishop Derek Robinson, our second presiding bishop, Bishop D.D. Allen, to our awesome, awesome international overseer of Women of Destiny, and our apostolic chairman, Bishop Marie Lackland, to all tiers of leadership, all my brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. We meet and we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. He is the one, the only one, who does all things well. Amen. We're just happy to be here on tonight with you to share a word from the Lord on tonight. And the scripture has been given already, but I want to focus on the 20 and the 26 verses of that 16th chapter of Acts, where it says, "And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison was shaken, and immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loosed." Amen. If you just bear with me just a few minutes on tonight, I want to use for a subject the lockdown that became a breakthrough. The lockdown that became a breakthrough. My brothers and my sisters, on tonight we are revisiting a Bible classic here. It is one of the most famous and well-known Bible stories the Christian world has ever known. See, here we have an account of prayer and praise unto the Lord that caused things to be shaken and doors to be opened. But in fact, in this case, all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. My brothers and my sisters, now you need to understand that your prayer and your praise, they are powerful spiritual weapons. Yes, they are. Sometimes we have days when it is easy to get our praise on. I don't know anyone who's ever had a perfect day. The truth of the matter is, amen, that there is no such day that exists. See, because life is a mixture of pleasant days and painful days. Some days we have some up days, and some days we have some down days. We have happy days, we have crying days. I wouldn't be surprised that if it was somebody on the line on tonight listening to me right now who's saying in agreement, "My God," because it's already been one of those days. You know how it is. One of those days when there's a hint that things are not going to go well. One of those days is when one bad thing after another seems to hit you. One of those days when you just want to run away and hide from everything and from everybody. Well, if we've all have had them, and if you have not had one yet, and I want to tell you that you are overdue for a go-through, because you're going to go through some pain, some trials and tribulations in this life. Amen. For Paul and Silas, today was just one of those days. Actually, it started several days prior. The scripture informs us that Paul and Silas, they were missionary partners on a ministry journey through Greece here. And they said that they were in the area of Philippi, and initially
things seem to be going pretty good. You see, but however, one day things took a turn for the worse. See, a young woman appeared on the scene who was a fortune teller. She began to follow Paul and Silas, and as they went from place to ministering, declaring, these men, they're slaves of the Most High God who proclaim to you a way of salvation. Now, at first, this may have seemed like a good thing because it was like sort of like free advertising, but this didn't happen just once or twice. We are told that she kept up this chant for many days, and so what appeared to be a good thing at first became a nuisance. It became a distraction. This girl, she got on Paul's nerves. I wonder if there's anybody here ever had anybody or anything ever to get on your nerve, and especially your last good nerve. Yeah, the record says that when Paul had enough of this woman, he cast the so-called fortune teller spirit there. Was really a demonic spirit from her, and she was delivered. Oh, bless the Lord. Amen. I wonder, has God ever delivered on this line, on this call on tonight? Because he is a deliverer. Amen. Amen. But watch this. When she also lost her powers, she cost the men who owed her a lot of money. Yeah, that's right. I said the men who owned her. Yeah. You see, this young woman, she was being used by certain influential men in the community. Yeah, she was being pimped. Lord have mercy. When her master, what Paul and Silas had done, they seized them and they dragged them to the marketplace, and things went from bad to worse. Yeah. They were brought before a makeshift court, which stripped them, which beat them severely, and thrown into the inner prison where their feet were fastened in stocks. All my brothers and my sisters, you talk about a bad day. I wonder if there anybody here ever had a bad day when things seem to go from bad to worse. Well, what do you do? Well, I'm glad that you asked. Paul and Silas, they gives us an answer here. The scripture states that all at about midnight. I just got to stop right here at midnight. You know some strange things happen at midnight. If you heard me on a previous sermon that I preached in KDI, we all know some things about midnight, don't we? Yeah. We know some things about midnight here. You see, it was Wilson Pickett who said it was in the midnight hour. He said that's when his love would come tumbling down. Yeah. Well, you ain't been saved all your life. You know what I'm talking about.
You better come on.
Even Gladys Knight said she was going to leave on that midnight train to Georgia. Y'all know some things about midnight.
Come on.
Midnight is when we do our creeping, when we do our mess. But thank God for a deliverer. God will deliver you from your sneaking and your creeping if you want to be delivered.
Yes, he
will.
Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. Oh, y'all ain't going to talk to me. Y'all ain't going to talk to me tonight. Oh, hallelujah. Yeah, we just thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God tonight. The scripture says that at about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Let me tell you something, beloved. The victory in overcoming bad days come to this simple equation here. Prayer plus praise equal deliverance. Let me say that again. Prayer plus praise equals deliverance. First, we got to begin with prayer. Can I get a witness here? We got to start by calling on the name of the Lord. I don't care what you do, you're going to have to recognize Jesus. Because he tell me in the word that one day every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess. We got to recognize Jesus. God, you got to start in prayer, simple prayer from your heart, a time of one-on-one with the Lord. Or even the hymnologist said it best when he said that Jesus is on the main line. You can tell him what you want. Says you can call him up and you can tell him what you want. Jesus said in John 10:27, my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they will follow me. Matthew 11:40 states that my yoke is easy and my burden is light, said the Lord. Have you ever used the term take it easy on yourself? You know, as Christians, we need to do that. Yeah. Have you ever been in a situation which caused you great distress that you didn't know where to turn? Well, yeah. I stopped by to tell you, you can give your burdens to Jesus. Yeah, because he's already made the sacrifice. He's already paid the price. Can I get a witness here? Oh, yeah, sometimes our bad days are bad days simply because we didn't take it to the Lord in prayer. Yeah, there was a man by the name of Joseph Strivens here. Strivens became keenly aware of the power of prayer. It sustained him when all seemed lost in his life. You see, Joseph's fiancée, she drowned the night before their scheduled wedding. Soon thereafter, when his mama was ill, he wrote his mother a letter and enclosed the lines of a new poem that he had written. And we all know the poem, the words to this song, this hymn. It says, oh, what, it says, what a friend we have in Jesus. In the first verse, Joseph expressed this ironic truth that, oh, what peace, oh, we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pains we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. My brothers and my sisters, prayer is our open line to God's presence. It's an open line in the time of need. Yes, prayer is talking and communicating to the Father. Yes, I wonder tonight, as I get ready to close this little sermon here, on tonight, is there anybody here tonight know that there is power in your praise? Yes, I wonder tonight, is there anybody here who knows
preach,
that there is power in your praise on tonight? Yeah. Can I get a witness here? The Bible says that Paul and Silas, they prayed and they sang praises unto God. Can I get a witness here? Every child of God ought to have a song that can't nobody sing like you. Can I get a witness here? Every child of God ought to have a prayer. Can't nobody pray like you can. Yes, the Bible said we were created to praise him. Can I get a witness here? I don't want no rats crying out for me. No, I don't, because the rats, they don't know my story. The rats wasn't there when I laid in a hospital bed, when the doctors looked at me and shook their heads and told me I didn't have long to live. But God, he heard my cry.
Come on.
He heard my prayer. I never lost my praise. I never lost my hallelujah. I never lost my thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Can I get a witness here? When
yeah.
you praise him, he will show up. When he shows up, he'll show out. Can I get a witness here? Prayer. Oh, prayer. Praise. Sing. Pray. Sing unto the Lord. He will. He'll make a way. He's still making ways. Oh, out of no way. The Lord is able. Yes. All you got to do is call him up and tell him what you want. He will. Oh, he will. He'll come to your rescue. He'll come see about you. Come on, Jesus. See about me. That's why I told him when I was in the hospital, oh, Jesus, I'm waiting on you, God, to fix me, to heal my body, deliver me from me, God. All I seem to do is hurt me, God. Deliver me. He's a deliverer.
Yes,
he's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer.
Yes,
Jesus. I love to call on him. Oh, Jesus. My doctor in the sick room. Thank
yes,
God for prayer. Thank God for Katie F. I. When I was down on my sick bed, you called me. We had prayer in the hospital. We were making so much noise. The nurses ran to my room. They thought something was going on, but it was going on. It was the power of God.
All
yes.
right.
Thank you, God.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Oh, we bless you, God. We
yes,
give you
God.
Praise, honor, and glory. You're worthy. You're worthy. Oh, you're worthy. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
We love you, God. We love you.
Yes, Lord.
Back
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you.
Oh, come
God
on, somebody.
You.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Lord,
you, Jesus.
Thank God.
Thank
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, God. Yes. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Oh.
I would have a friend.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Oh, bless him.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
thank
Dr. Covington.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, it's some people, they can talk about and preach about and sing about praise, but when you've been through the fire, hallelujah, and God brought you out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, bless his name, somebody. Hallelujah. We give God glory on tonight. Yes, we give God glory on tonight for all of these men and great woman of God, Overseer Armstead, Pastor Weatherspoon, and Dr. Covington. We thank God for you and the psalmist, sweet psalmist, Tiffany. We just give God glory, and we're so humbled and honored that our international presiding bishop took out time of his busy schedule to join us on tonight. And, you know, I was seeking God. This is our, somebody has a lot of noise going on in their phone. If you would just mute it, please. I was seeking God, as I always do, on what he has to say to us. And he began to minister to me about the power of praise. And, you know, I know it's probably someone listening tonight that's gone through in this year of 2020, somebody that may not even know where their next meal is going to come from, or on the verge of being put out of your home, or lost a loved one to COVID-19. And you may be wondering, what do I have to praise God for? But you know, anybody can praise God when all is well, when you got money in the bank and food on the... Oh, shut up! Oh, bless your name, God. And when you're healthy and you're strong, anybody can praise God. But when
yes.
you're out on the ground, when you ain't got
yes.
a dime in your pocket, and when
That's
your
right.
body is racking with pain, I'm here to mm-hmm. tell you, I'm a witness that
yes.
there's some power in your praise, because the praise gets your mind off of what you're going through, and it gets your mind on God. Hallelujah.
That's it.
Because, you know, anybody can praise God when he makes a way out of no way. Come on. But what if he don't do it? What if God don't do it? Come on. Can you still praise God?
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, we bless him on tonight. Can you still lift
yeah.
him up? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And not use God and not pimp God. But God, I just love you for who you are. And I know that you're worthy. How many know God is worthy on tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're not in that 3,000
oh, yeah.
lives that have died to COVID-19 because we've been so good. Y'all better talk to me. It ain't because we've been so holy. Oh, bless his name.
Hallelujah.
But you ought to be praising God. God, I'm still here. And you didn't get me like I ought to have been got. No, God didn't get me. like I ought to be, God, because early this morning, God gave me some brand new mercy. Hallelujah. So, beloved, you may be going through, just coming out or about to go through, but I dare you, I double dog dare you to praise God despite what you're going through. Hallelujah. Let God know, God, I love you just because of who you are. Not for what I can get out of you, but because you're God and God all by yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Ain't nobody like Jesus, y'all. Ain't nobody like Jesus.
Nobody.
Hallelujah.
Nobody.
Hallelujah. Nobody. How many parents, how many fathers and moms on this call? You want to praise God because, God, I didn't get no phone call that my child was gone. My child had been shot down. Woo, glory to God. Come on, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. God, my gas is still on. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. But you might be on here tonight and you're wondering why should I praise God? Hallelujah. Because it's power and praise. He inhabits the praises of his people, and he'll take you up out of what you're going through while you right there in what you're going through. Ooh, bless God. Hallelujah. So if there's anybody on the call that stands in the need of prayer, anybody that wants to give their life to Jesus, because, you know, we don't know when God is going to call us. Hallelujah. That death angel is riding, and we don't know when he's going to stop by our house. And you know, it'll be all right if he stops, if we're ready, not getting ready. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. Is there anybody tonight that said, God, I want to be saved. I want to be born again. God, I messed up. But the preacher told me, God, that you will look beyond my faults. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Anyone stands in the need of prayer, on the verge of suicide, on the verge of giving up, throwing in the towel, there's a Savior. Hallelujah. I think a presiding bishop mentioned the other Sunday when he was preaching, well, you don't know what you carry. Come on, somebody. There's a Savior. Hallelujah. That has come into the world to save us from our sin. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Is there one tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone listening? Hallelujah. We lift you up before God on tonight to let you know that Jesus loves you. Yes, he does. He loves us despite us, in spite of us. He still loves us, and he wants us to be saved. Hallelujah. Surely he did die out on a hill called Calvary. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Any questions for Overseer Armstead or Pastor Weatherspoon or Dr. Covington? Does anyone have any questions? Hallelujah. Well, beloved, we, the Women of Destiny, certainly along with our International Presiding Bishop, we want to thank each of you that have loved us and supported us this year on the podcast. And just gave us your support because we were strengthened. Maybe you didn't say a word, but we were strengthened by your presence because no man is an island. We need one another. And we certainly, the Women of Destiny of Kingdom Destiny Fellowship International, under the leadership of our awesome International Presiding Bishop, Derek Robinson, we thank you. And we give God glory for you, your very life. We thank God and we pray God's choices, blessings be yours. And even if you don't get what you want under the Christmas tree, know that you've got life. Hallelujah. Know that you've got life. And we give God glory for you. Tonight is the last night of our podcast of 2020. And we will be coming back. The Lord says the same. In 2021 via Zoom and Facebook Live. It has been our distinct honor and pleasure to fellowship with all of you. Hallelujah. We give God glory. Don't we, Women of Destiny?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy to be praised. Hallelujah.
Yes, he is. And, you know, I thank God for the Women of Destiny because we love one another. you know, and I'm not going to tell you we don't disagree. Amen. Because sometimes you even bite your tongue, but you don't throw it away. But we love one another and we pray for one another and we stand together united. So we invite you to follow the Women of Destiny Speaks on KDFI, Women of Destiny 2, for further information coming in 2021. Or if you, you know, just stand in the need of prayer, you can call me. My phone number is 314-276-9694. Again, that is area code 314-276-9694. Because I don't know about you, but sometime in the midnight hour, you know, I'm a widow, hallelujah. And sometimes in the midnight hour, yeah, that's when the enemy attacks us. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, who can I call? You know, because sometimes you want to call somebody, but then you like, God, who can I trust? You know, so, you know, we are here for you, beloved. You know, we don't be tweeting your business and texting folk and telling them what's going on with you because we're concerned about you and we love you. So just feel free to call me. I don't usually turn my phone off because I know there was a time when I had to call somebody late in the midnight hour and just, you know, just hear somebody's voice and just say, could you just have a word of prayer with me? And so we, the Women of Destiny, we're just not women. You know, we fix ourselves. We, you know, put our hair and makeup on. But we're more to it than that. Amen. We're women of God that love the people of God. And we are here for you. Our number, my number again is 314-276-9694. And we love and appreciate all of you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from our International Presiding Bishop, Derek Robinson, and the Women of Destiny. And is our bishop still on, Elder Page? Elder Page?
No, sorry. No, ma'am. He's no longer.
Okay. Amen. Well, we thank him. We know that he is extremely busy, but we thank him for taking time out to share with us on tonight. And beloved, don't believe that person in the White House. Keep your mask on. Please keep your mask on. Keep your social distancing. Stay in your home. You know, don't be doing Christmas gatherings because we want to see you in 2021. So stay safe and stay vigilant and stay healthy because we don't want to be going to no hospital where a lot of COVID-19 people are. Is that right, y'all?
That's right.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. There'll be another Christmas. The Lord tarry. There'll be another Christmas. Yes, there will. Hallelujah. Even when my son come over, I have two masks on, and I said, man, stay over there. Keep your distance. And he my son, and I'm a hugger. I'm a hugger. I love to hug folks. But I'm like, give me that elbow. You know, so we just thank God for everyone. Is there any of the Women of Destiny that would like to say anything to our listening audience on this last podcast service?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Truly, my heart has been blessed on tonight, Bishop Lackland. I thank God for all the speakers that came forth and just poured out of their hearts. And though it's sad that this is our last podcast, we are so looking forward to what God is going to do in 2021. I know that he is leaning in our direction. I'm expecting miracles and blessings. I'm so grateful for the Women of Destiny and so grateful for your leadership, Bishop Lackland. And I'm looking forward to what God is going to do. Bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much, Overseer Elliott. And Overseer Elliott just received her MA, you all, this past Saturday. So we congratulate her and thank God for her. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Anyone else?
Amen.
Yeah. Anyone else? Amen. All of our precious men. Oh, my God. Women, can we just give our men a hand? Hallelujah.
Yes,
come on.
Yes.
Show them some love.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank God for men. Hallelujah. Men of distinction. and men of integrity. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time. Certainly, we want to thank Elder Jerry Pate, who has been working behind the scenes to schedule our podcast and get things together and put out our flyers and all of that. And certainly, did you all like the flyer this time?
Yes.
Yes, it was nice.
Oh, man, it was nice.
Amen. Well, I want to thank our own beloved, who is recently a chaplain. You know, she was certified as a chaplain this past Saturday in the person of our own beloved Apostle Patrice DeMeritt. That was her handiwork, and we give God glory for her, another woman of God that works behind the scenes. And she going to beat me for calling her name, but, you know, I believe in giving honor where honor is due. And we just love each of you. Bruh Pate, we thank you. Bruh Pate has been with us reading our scriptures and just being here for us. And like I said before, Pastor Weatherspoon, I mean, she'll call me up, what you need me to do, Bishop, or she'll report back to me. And that's what you need. You need somebody that's going to help you and not hinder you. So I thank God for you, Pastor Weatherspoon, and all the women of destiny.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. We are a team. Glory to Jesus. Amen. Let me see, Jesus, who you wanted to dismiss us on our last podcast of 2020. Why don't we get a man tonight? Come on, Dr. Covington, dismiss us in prayer with final remarks.
Amen. Thank you, Bishop. We just thank God for everything that we've experienced on tonight. Amen, knowing that there's power in our praise and our prayer. We just thank God on tonight for the women of destiny, all that you add to our fellowship, your awesome leadership, Bishop. We salute you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. And we look so fortunate to the day that we as a fellowship family, we can come back together and see each other, hug on each other, and love on each other. Amen. I miss that that attention. Amen. I just thank God for the KDFI fellowship family. As we are praying, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you, God, for tonight. We thank you for this day. You took care of us all day long, God. You brought us to this appointed time on tonight, God, to preach your word, to witness to your word, God, to just be a witness that you are still able, God, that you're still working miracles, you're still answering prayers, God. And we just thank you right now, God. We just ask you to bless, God. We just thank you, God, for our life, God. We just thank you for a portion of health and strength, God. We just thank you for we have, God. We even just thank you, God, believing that you're going to make a way for some of the things that we don't have, God. We just thank you on tonight, God. We trust you, God. We trust the process on tonight, God. We trust you, God. We just love you on tonight, God. We are praying right now for those patients, God, who are stricken with COVID, God. You know our situation, God. You know our land, the situation that we're in, oh God, but I just know, God, that you're only a prayer away, God, and that you're going to heal our land, God. And we just thank you for it in advance, God. And we're just praying right now for all those families that are in bereavement, God, who've lost loved ones, God, for those that do not have enough food, God. We just thank you for the wisdom that the Congress has given, God, in providing relief for families, oh God. God, we just thank you, God. You know, they didn't have to do that, God, but we just thank you, God, for allowing them to whatever assistance, God, that they're providing, God. We just thank you for that, God, because we just know, God, that you are going to meet our needs according to your riches and glory, God. We just thank you for our bishop on tonight, international presiding bishop, God. We ask you to bless him and his family, God. We thank you for his leadership, God. We just thank you for all that you have given him to give us, God. Right now we're praying, God, still lifting up the Allen family, God, as they're still in their period of transition and bereavement, God. We just, God, ask you to fill the void on tonight, whatever their needs are. We ask that you would meet them, God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, God,
for all of these participants who have called in on tonight, God. We hope that something was said that's going to leave a lasting impact in their lives, God. We thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you,
Amen.
Dr. Cullen.
Love everybody. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Love you too.
God bless you. Love you all.
Love y'all.
Love you.